I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Today, we're pleased to announce for the first time anywhere nominations for the 2014 St. Louis Theater Circle Awards. Later in the program, we're going to have a conversation with Mike Heidorn, who, along with Jay Farrar of Sunvolt fame and Mike Tweedy of Wilco, helped to pioneer the alt-country sound. A re-release of Uncle Tupelo's No Depression is out this week. And Upstream Theater opens tonight with the U.S. premiere of Tom Holloway's play Forget Me Not, which focuses on orphans shipped to Australia for a better life, only to find abuse and neglect. Winners of the 2014 St. Louis Theater Circle Awards will be announced March 17th. And today we're pleased to announce for the first time some of the actors and productions nominated as the best in local professional theater. And after our discussion here, we're going to have a complete list of nominees posted on our website, stlpublicradio.org. Judith Newmark is theater critic for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Steve Allen was the theater critic for the former classic 99 KFUO and now reviews on his own blog, stagedoorstl.com. Judith and Steve, welcome to Cityscape.
Hi,
thank you.
Steve.
Good to see you. These awards recognize excellence in theater over the last year, and I'm curious about something. You both are critics. So are all theater seasons created equal, if you know what I mean?
I suppose not, but each theater season has its ups and its downs. And I don't tend to think in terms of a season. I tend to think in terms of a night. And every night you go to the theater, you know, it's like buying a lottery ticket. It could be wonderful. It could be disappointing. But I always try to go with hoping for the very best.
Steve?
Yeah, that's sort of been my philosophy since I started reviewing was I'm going to the theater to enjoy myself, and you're going to have to disappoint me. And I'm always very optimistic, and I just love going to the theater. Always have. So, you know, it's like a treat. It's not like a job.
And how long did you review on KFUO?
About 35 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
And you were confused with another Steve Allen back in those days, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. When I was in school and that, of course, he was quite popular, the originator on The Tonight Show, and I always got a lot of second looks when they said, oh, here's Steve Allen. I said, what? Oh.
Well, what's your assessment, both of you, Judith, I'll start with you, of the theater scene and the overall theater scene here in St. Louis in general?
Oh, I think it is thriving, and I think it is getting consistently more varied, which is a good thing. We have been known for a long time as a place where there's great musical theater, and that's the Muni. That is the legacy of the Muni spreading through other theaters, creating places like stages, and then the offbeat companies that do musicals, such as New Line and Stray Dog. But it has also become a really good place for the classics. And that's my first love, St. Louis Shakespeare, Shakespeare Festival St. Louis. Yes, those are two different organizations doing two different kinds of theater. We've seen some wonderful things with the Greeks. And in particular, one of the plays of last year, An Iliad, was a treatment of classical Greek material such as I have never seen. And Jerry was in that. He's going to be on later.
Yeah, it's a real treat because theater is thriving in St. Louis. There are a lot more companies than there have been in the past, and they're all good. It's almost like, you know, it's like a repertory of players and directors who combine on all the stages in St. Louis. Not like a repertory like the Repertory Theater of St. Louis. They used to have a repertory of actors that came through. Brendan Burke always pops in my head from years past. But now it's like everybody just travels from one company to the other. They audition for this show, for that show. And the quality of everything, the actors, the technicians, the directors, has just improved so much over the years.
One of those artists, Bobby Miller, said to me that last year when we did the first St. Louis Theater Circle Awards, that we gave the best theater party in town, that it was the ultimate cast party. And it was. It was a lot of fun.
That's saying something.
It was a lot of fun. People came who had worked together, who had never worked together, who had admired each other's work, and now we're ready to do it one more time.
That's right.
What do you think? One might suspect that the quality of theater is related to maybe the size of a metropolitan area. I'm wondering how true that may or may not be. You might think maybe St. Louis Theater is a little better than Kansas City because we have a bigger pool. Maybe Chicago has more than we do because it has a bigger pool. Is that necessarily true?
Well, Chicago's probably the best theater town in America. Mm-hmm. But it has the advantage of not costing as much as New York. So you can take more chances. There's not as much to lose. I do think, though, that when you're in the room, what counts is not the size of the city, but just what happens between the house and the people on the other side of the lights. And I refer again to An Iliad. The night I saw it, Jerry knows, the house was terrible. And the play was wonderful because everybody there was into it.
Yeah. I saw An Iliad on opening night, and it was just magnificent. I mean, people were responding quite well. But, yeah, the next night you can have an audience that sits there like an oil painting. You never know.
Well, the St. Louis Theater Circle Awards will be presented Monday, March the 17th. We're going to touch on some of the highlight nominations here in just a moment. But briefly, before we start, could you a little background on the judges for this? I believe they're all working critics. How many judges are there? How many shows do you all see combined?
We have to see 40 shows a year. That's the minimum.
Judge,
minimum.
That's the minimum.
A lot of us are way over that.
Oh, yeah.
I go to the theater 2-3 times a week. And we are all critics in different media. I'm in print and also on STL Today, where this list goes up at 12:20, all the nominees.
That's right. We have several bloggers like myself. We have radio personalities. Of course, Jerry Kowarski and Bob Wilcox are on the
HEC.
HEC. That's it. I couldn't think of those three letters.
Harry Hamm from KMOX was here last year.
That's
with you,
right.
Judith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are probably the people who go to theater more than anybody else in St. Louis, but we are having a really good time doing it. Unlike what many people think, we do not travel in a pack. But
that would be scary.
Yeah.
That's right. And I know Judy referred to 2 or 3 times a week. There are a lot of weekends where we have to see maybe 5 shows, occasionally 6, but usually 5 is our limit that we have to thank heavens for matinees, because you have to catch 5 shows in a weekend.
This is not really a problem. This is a good problem.
It is.
Oh,
it's
yes,
an excellent
I
problem.
I must go to the theater.
We're talking with Judith Newmark and Steve Allen, the theater critics. They are part of the St. Louis Theater Circle. And right now, for the first time, we're going to take a look at the current nominees in some of the categories. We'll talk more. We'll explain that later. But so some of the highlights. Let's start with Outstanding Productions.
Okay. We'll start with Outstanding Production of a Comedy. And the nominees this year are As You Like It from St. Louis Shakespeare, Maple and Vine from Hot City Theater, Psycho Beach Party at Stray Dog Theater, Twelfth Night at Shakespeare Festival St. Louis, and Waiting for Godot at the St. Louis Actors Studio.
An Outstanding Production of a Drama, we have An Iliad, Upstream Theater, Fly at the Rep, Our Town, Inside Theater Company, The Whipping Man, The Black Rep, and Venus and Fur at the Rep.
And Outstanding Production of a Musical. All is Calm. Mustard Seed Theater. Now, Mustard Seed is not typically a musical producing group, but this was an a cappella musical about soldiers in World War I, and I think, I will say it honestly, I cried through the whole thing. I think a lot of people had a similar reaction. It was very moving. Café Chanson, Upstream Theater. Les Miserables, The Muni. South Pacific, The Muni. West Side Story, The Muni. And The Muni is where all of us in St. Louis learned to love musical theater.
That's right. And Outstanding New Play, this is an exciting category that we came upon last year, and we said we've got to have it because there are so many new, not only new productions, but new plays premiering here in St. Louis. This year the 5 nominees are playwright Daniel Damiano's Day of the Dog at St. Louis Actors Studio, Ken Page, Café Chanson at Upstream Theater, Leah Romeo, Connected at Hot City Theater, Margaret Stammel, Childcare, On-Site Theater Company, and Nancy Bell, Old Hearts Fresh, the Shakespeare Festival, St. Louis.
The Damiano play is being taken to New York.
That's right.
It's going up off Broadway by St. Louis Actors Studio is mounting a show in the Big Apple.
I think it opens in March, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And today we're revealing nominations for the St. Louis Theater Circle Awards. Let's continue with outstanding actors and actresses.
Okay. Ladies first.
Okay. Ladies first meaning the actress, not
Steve,
me.
You don't mean
thank you very much. Okay. Outstanding actress in a comedy. Donna Weinsting, Mrs. Mannerly, Max and Louie Productions. Glynis Bell, Talking Heads, St. Louis Actors Studio. Judy Mann, The Lions, Max and Louie Productions. LaVon Byers, Entertaining Mr. Sloan, Hot City Theater, and Rita Gardner, 4,000 Miles, The Rep. Rita Gardner, for those of you who don't remember, was the original girl in The Fantastics back in the 60s on Broadway. Wonderful lady.
And outstanding actor in a comedy. Ben Watts, Psycho Beach Party, Stray Dog Theater. David Wasilak, The Good Doctor, New Jewish Theater. David was one of last year's winners for his portrayal of Roy Cohn in Angels in America. Gary Wayne Barker, Waiting for Godot, St. Louis Actors Studio. Joshua Thomas, Twelfth Night, Shakespeare Festival, St. Louis. And Terry Meadows, Waiting for Godot, St. Louis Actors Studio.
Okay, an outstanding actress in a drama. Denise Cormier, Good People, The Rep. Nancy Bell, The Goat, or Who is Sylvia, at St. Louis Actors Studio. Sarah Gottfried Cannon, Jane Eyre, Mustard Seed Theater. Sarah Nedweck, Venus and Fur, The Rep. And Shannara Gabriel, Hannah Senish, at New Jewish Theater.
And outstanding actor in a drama. Chauncey Thomas, Top Dog Underdog, St. Louis Actors Studio. Jerry Vogel, An Iliad, Upstream Theater. John Contini, King Lear, St. Louis Actors Studio. Joneil Joplin, Our Town, Insight Theater Company. And Ron Himes, The Whipping Man, The Black Rep. And that play is being mounted, it just opened last night at New Jewish Theater.
Yeah. And outstanding actress in a musical. Deborah Sharn, Gypsy at Stray Dog Theater. Jacqueline Petrocchia, Always Patsy Cline at Stages St. Louis. Kimmy Short, Next to Normal, New Line Theater. Laura Michelle Kelly, South Pacific, The Muni. And Pamela Brumley, My Fair Lady at Stages St. Louis.
Outstanding actor in a musical. Ben Davis, South Pacific, The Muni. Hugh Panero, Les Miserables, The Muni. Norm Lewis, Les Miserables, The Muni. Peter Winfrey, Parade, RS Theatrics. And Zachary Allen Farmer, Bukowskal, New Line Theater.
The St. Louis Theater Circle Awards will be presented Monday, March 17th at COCA in University City. Not only the ones that you just heard, there are a lot of other categories too, like supporting actors and actresses and some of the behind-the-scenes things. We're talking with Judith Newmark and Steve Allen. I want to ask you one thing, something that maybe a lot of people don't think about when they go to see a show. Obviously, things like a costume and set design, people notice that a lot. And you'll have awards for that, too. But also some things I think, and I'm guilty of it, too, not noticing or not being conscious of it, which maybe is the way it's supposed to be. Things like lighting design and sound. Maybe you talk a little bit about
that. We give awards in both of those categories.
Right. Yeah.
But I want you to talk about the importance of something like that that, you know, maybe the average person doesn't really think about.
Well, lights, the lighting plots of shows are extremely important. One that immediately comes to mind is the Rep did Double Indemnity, based on the old film noir movie. And both the set and lighting designers created that whole film noir experience on stage. It was incredible to see the shades, I guess you'd call it 50 Shades of Grey. It was just unbelievable, the tones of the color scheme, all in black and white, from the lighting and, of course, the set design as well.
And last night I saw For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide, the new Black Rep production. It's a nearly bare stage, which it has to be because they're dancing. the lighting designer gave that space a shape and a definition that would not have existed. These things don't have to hit us consciously, though. They help us experience the joy of theater.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, like sound design. It's something that you really don't notice. But you think about it. You think about something as small as the pre-music leading into the production, sound effects. Music might be an integral part of the whole production, scene changes, things like that. And you don't really notice it, but if you think about it, how appropriate these sound people are, how appropriately they create the sounds for the shows.
It's at the St. Louis Theater Circle Awards, again, Monday, March 17th at Coke and U City. Just briefly, there's a ceremony that begins at 7. What's the agenda for the evening, and who may attend?
Anyone may attend who wants to. Tickets are $15. It's a little more. If you want to come early, 6 o'clock, we'll be having cocktails and a little buffet. And I have no idea what time we're going to finish because
no one cares.
It's
great. That's right.
Everybody's in a great mood. It's a wonderful party.
If you'd like more information about that, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to all that. And I also want to remind people that we just sort of hit the highlights of the nominations here. If you go to our website, I guess right about now, all the nominations will be posted.
STLtoday.com has it too.
Or stlpublicradio.org, however you want to do that. Well, we've been talking with Judith Newmark, theater critic for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and with Steve Allen, who was a theater critic for Classic 99 KFUO and now has a website where he blogs, StageDoorSTL.com. One final thing in the minute or so we have remaining. Looking back on the year 2013, any new company startup that you noticed? Anybody go away?
Well, there are a couple of companies that we really miss from years past. The Orange Girls currently went out of business. Muddy Waters was another nice company that folded.
Avalon.
Oh, Avalon.
And it's interesting how they can be successful and go away at the same time.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a very difficult thing to keep a theater company going, but Tesseract has decided to figure out how to do it. That's a new one. Right. This is a collaborative art, and it takes a lot of people working together.
And awards like this really help promote everything that we're talking
and
about.
And another new company, too, is a Theater Lab. Ryan Foisey created Theater Lab, and that's a nice new company, too.
The St. Louis Theater Circle Awards, Monday, March 17th. Judith Newmark, Steve Allen, thank you for being here, and we'll see you at the show.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Uncle Tupelo's Mike Hydorn. This is St. Louis Public Radio.